This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live here on Sunday evening, even on a holiday weekend. What silly holiday is it this weekend?
I believe it's Labor Day.
Okay.
Babies what happen out everywhere.
Since I've been self-employed, I don't really pay much attention to these. Most of them have to do with, patriotism and things I don't really support anyway. So
this one is the union holiday. I don't know whether when you're self-employed, I don't know really who you have to thank for that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, myself.
You didn't build that.
Being Stephanie. Yes, I did.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our website here on the show is freetalklive.com. The show is a program where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So if you have a burning question or a burning thought that you want to share with the world, give us a call, 855-450-3733. We'll talk to you about pretty much anything. You can also call on Skype. Our Skype handle is lrn.fm. And since we are just starting out the show, I've got something I wanted to talk about with you guys. Now, I think a lot of people in the audience will be able to relate to this. The worst college majors in terms of getting a job. I mean, how many people out there have loads of student debt, gone to college, but they can't get a job with what they majored in, right?
Yeah, this is, this has been the thing for decades is you know, you need that good major. But I'd love to find out what the 10 worst are, but I'm kind of the opinion there are maybe only 10 majors worth getting. That, you know, essentially, if you're not, if you don't want to be a college professor, an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, medical doctor, some kind of researcher, that
computer programmer, maybe.
But I mean,
yeah,
most,
you can teach that to yourself these days.
Most of these people are teaching that stuff themselves, and you're unlearning the things that you learned in college once you get it.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's. I think every major would be bad. I mean, that's my kind of opinion on it. I went to college for 2 months, and only 2 months, because I realized, wait a minute, I'm losing money being here. I could be making a whole lot more money outside. And, you know, we're talking 1999, year 2000, around there for that. That's, you know, long ago, and I realized that fact. I think really that a lot of people might feel that way.
Yep, I went to college for 4 years for biochemistry and graduate school for 7 years.
Well, you have a PhD.
I do.
How are you using that right now?
Well, I'm probably the most overqualified voice actor you'll ever meet and radio talk show host. But yeah, the point is I don't do...
You did, by the way, not pay any of your own money to go to school.
No, in fact, I was, I worked really hard to get scholarships so that I didn't have to finance it myself. And if I had, honestly, that probably would have made the difference to where I may not have done it.
And this is the advice that's given by Jason Osborne, who, has got the degrees like you've got the degrees. And, you know, he sponsored the show for many years. And I thought that it was really great advice is don't go to college if you have to pay for it. That's why. But what you're doing at that point is you're celebrating and being joyful that everybody else who foolishly pays for college and shouldn't be is because they couldn't give away free education to the top 10% of academic performers or whatever it is that they give that kind of money to if they didn't have the bottom 90%.
Yeah, I mean, this trend has been starting decades ago where people were having trouble getting jobs with, psychology majors. It wasn't enough. It used to be that you could kind of go to college for anything because college was really a general liberal arts education for people who were, well-rounded and maybe well-off, I guess you could say. And it was for people who could kind of do that, and then they would get jobs and, they'd get certain types of jobs. But now it's kind of turned into this thing where you go to college and it used to be that if you just had a college degree, if you just simply had a degree in anything, you could get a higher salary or you'd have an easier time getting a job. But that's totally not true anymore. And people have been sold a bill of goods. you know, there's this myth that if you go to college, you'll be more successful. And it's totally not true. And in fact, people who went to trade schools, you know, they used to be looked down on. They're kind of training for these menial jobs. Now they're doing better than the people who go to college.
Things have turned around. Like in the very recent past, the people that are, look, we're always going to poop. We need the plumbers. <You know? laughs> Thank God for them. And, I mean, you know, anybody who has a home, who's hired one of these fine gentlemen, knows that they get good money per hour to come to your house and fix your little problems, whatever they might be. So, yeah.
Often there's a real peace in doing those kinds of jobs, too, because you can be an independent contractor today so easily because you can advertise yourself so easily on various ways on the internet or on radio. Email Brian at freetalklive.com. I mean, there's
for what? What do you want people to hire you for?
No, to advertise.
Oh, I see.
But, I mean, independent contractors is really a rising thing. And I think, you know, even if it is a plumber, even if it is just a guy that's got to clean the toilets or something, I think there's more peace in cleaning toilets than working for some corporate, jerk, by a long shot, or even going through all the stuff you have to go through to get one of these 10 worst majors.
Well, I've probably worked harder for Free Talk Live than I worked for Clear Channel when I worked there, and we love our Clear Channel stations. Don't mistake a thing I say.
Yeah, that's right.
But I had an ulcer when I left working there because it was, I mean,
wow.
I was in my late 20s, maybe early 30s when I left there. I can't remember exactly, but I worked there for 3 years or something like that, and I felt like that guy in the boat that's rowing and there's somebody lashing a whip above our heads. That's the way I felt in the particular, now most of this is obviously mental. There was no real whip, but that's what it felt like.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling when you're working for someone else and they're kind of pressuring you to get certain results and you're doing the best you can, but you still feel that pressure, right?
Sure.
So, okay, so what are the best and worst college majors? This is actually data that comes from H&R Block. So I guess, you know, people who pay taxes are going to them with data about their income. So they would know, you know, this seems like a pretty reliable source. So the best majors, first of all, are business. These are the most in-demand college majors. So business, computer and information sciences, engineering.
Okay, so business, computer, information science.
Yep, and then engineering.
Engineering.
Well, real quick, I mean, business, isn't that like the degree that just everybody kind of gets? Or isn't that the major that everybody, like it's the meaningless major? I think that's what I've heard it called.
I feel that way. I feel like a business major teaches you a lot of words,
right.
You know, on the margin, and like terminology that they use. But I don't know that, look, business isn't that complicated.
Yeah.
You get other people to give you money for the thing that you say you're going to do. That's business. Now, I wouldn't disagree with you if you go to Wharton or wherever it is, whatever business school you go to, that you're making some awesome contacts.
Right.
And that, you know, big companies are more likely to turn over to you the reins of power after you've worked your way up a bit.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, to some extent, I feel like it's punching your lunch card in order to get to where you're going,
yeah.
Not learning the things you need to learn necessarily.
Yeah, because like a business major isn't an entrepreneur major, which is maybe what it should be, is it should be teaching entrepreneurship. Instead, it's really just teaching some more math and some lingo, maybe.
Well, that can be different. The entrepreneurship and running a big business can be completely different.
Absolutely.
Jobs.
Yeah.
You know, there's the guy who sets the business up, and then the one who comes in and says, okay, well, you've got this rickety old thing up to light speed. Let's get it, let's make sure it stays together. That kind
sure.
of thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I think there's a difference, too, between business and an accounting major or like a CPA or something. I mean, those are people that are needed. But anyway, so that's enough about the business.
Yeah, major. I don't really have much perspective on it, quite honestly, but that business is actually the top one as far as the most in-demand college majors.
It's in demand?
That means in demand by employers.
I would assume the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So then followed by health-related professions, math and statistics, and engineering technologies, which I don't know what the difference is between engineering and engineering technologies, but that's what they have listed.
Nor I.
As the most in-demand college majors. Now, what are the college majors with the worst rates of unemployment? Well, topping the list is film/video and photographic art.
You know what I want to do? Mom, Dad, you know what I want? I want a degree in making movies. I love that Michael Bay and the way he blows crap up. I got to have it.
Followed in a close second by fine arts, then commercial art and graphic design.
Well, hold on. We're going so quickly through here. I had a friend of mine who had one of these movie degrees.
Yep.
Runs a very, very, very successful magazine in Sarasota, Florida.
Huh. Well, we'll find out more about this here in moments on Free Talk Live. And if you have thoughts on college or anything else, 855-450-3733. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Although we, you know, the three of us here tonight are not on every single night. Usually it's Mark, Ian, and another co-host. And you can find the archives of all of our old podcasts up at archives.freetalklive.com. They're there for free, so you can go back and listen to all your favorite Sunday shows or all your favorite weekday shows, or just catch up on the last week if you missed it. By the way, in a couple weeks here, at the beginning of October, we're going to be going to Coins in the Kingdom. And Coins in the Kingdom is a Bitcoin conference that's going to be taking place in Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And I'm really excited about this because this is genuinely a community-driven conference. This is going to be really for people who are liberty lovers as well as Bitcoiners. So we'd love to have you join us there. And when I say us, all three of us here are going to be at Coins in the Kingdom, right, Mark?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ian's going to be all there also, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else from Free Talk Live going?
I can't think of anybody else that's going.
Okay. Well,
I will be speaking.
Yeah, we will both be speaking,
yeah.
You and I, Brian. We're going to be on some panels. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live.
Yeah. Talk Live is more of a sort of a loose affiliation as opposed to a monolithic organization.
It's
so
true.
I didn't even know that you guys were going necessarily. I mean, you know, we come together to do the show, but it's not like we work in some office or anything like that. And, you know, Brian's going to be speaking. Ian and I aren't going to speak. We're not qualified. You know, Brian, completely qualified.
I think you're totally qualified.
Qualified to talk about what?
Well, I mean,
go ahead. Now you're on the spot.
Okay.
What am I going to talk about?
Talk Live was the way that I first heard about Bitcoin back in 2011.
Here, let me tell you about why Free Talk Live is a, managed to get Bitcoin up off the ground three years ago.
You guys know Gavin. Gavin knows Satoshi. So yep. You guys are like two steps away from Satoshi.
Yeah, we are. We're 2 degrees from Satoshi.
Anyway, it's going to be a really fun time. And guess what? This conference is made for you to be able to have an affordable, really fun weekend vacation. Tickets are just $60. Hotel rooms are $99. Kids under 12 go free. And fun is mandatory. It's going to be happening in the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort in downtown Disney.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Downtown Disney. Is Disney
downtown
like
Disney
town?
Is like this area where there's a lot of shops and all that. It's not actually the theme park, mm-hmm. but Buena Vista, the lake there, is absolutely stunning.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Mark and I both have lived in Florida in the past.
Yeah, and it's nice. We actually a couple of weekends went there to the Lake Buena Vista area for the parties that the guys and gals that work at Disney would throw. That's awesome.
Yeah, but you get to swim with Cinderella.
I would like to do that. I'll have to put it on my list for while I'm there.
Anyway, we used fake names when we went, too.
That's right.
Is Cinderella a stripper or a Cinderella?
No, Snow White is.
Anyway, this is going to be happening October 4th to October 6th. Going to be a great time. You've got to check it out. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com for more details, and we hope to see you there. All right, now 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live, the ProXPN toll-free line sponsored by our favorite VPN provider, ProXPN. Or you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And let's talk to David. He's calling in on the phone lines listening in South Carolina. Hey, David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, I was backing my boat up here, and I thought it was an interesting topic of discussion. That is the kids graduating from high school and feeling like they have to go to college. From a parent's perspective, 2003, my daughter graduated high school, and it was just one of those things, you know. Okay, now she's supposed to go to college where her father did not. So in her mm-hmm. case, she was very, very driven, very focused, knew exactly what she wanted to do. And worked very hard to be successful in school, and it paid off. Got another daughter, exact opposite.
What do you mean it paid off? What did she end up doing?
Well, she was a math major, and I thought that was interesting because mm-hmm. she got a 4.9 GPA in high school. The only reason she didn't get a 5 was because math was very, very difficult for her. So, and mm-hmm. when she said she wanted to be a math major, it kind of surprised me because everything else came simple for her. And to her, if it wasn't challenging, she lost interest. So as it turned out, she was a math major, and she wanted to teach other kids who were challenged in math. And so hats off to her. She's a math teacher in a high school out there in California, and I'm very proud of her. Got another kid.
Does she have debt? I mean, after going to college, like, does she still have student loans?
I made sure she had debt. She had $5,000 in debt. I paid for the rest. I remember correctly, it was around $20,000a year, and it took her 5 years because the schools out there, it's just difficult to get the courses you need. So it took 5 years to get that bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I like the idea of the parent helping, but I would only help a percentage of the way. Maybe 75% or whatever, you know, for every quarter you put in, I'll put in three quarters or whatever it might be. But I want the kid to be as invested in this as I am. Look, if we're making mistakes on your college, your college major choice here, I want you to bear the responsibility of those mistakes because mistakes are so valuable. Life provides you with mistakes and, here's an opportunity to learn.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Well, that's why I left her with the $5,000 bill. I was
Indeed.
Fortunate in that I could, you know, pay for the rest, but I worked hard for that. I don't have the bachelor's degree myself. I stopped at the associate's degree, but, I was just in a position where I could pay for it, but I did want to leave her with some debt. I don't know if she's paying it off now or paid it off in full already, but I thought that was important to give her some responsibility there, but, you know, here's a kid who told me in second, third grade she wanted to be a teacher, and I kind of laughed and snickered and thought, well, you know, she's going to have to do something else because she's not going to be able to earn a living wage. But she's doing fine, and she just kind of looked at me when she got older, Dad, are you going to tell me what to take? And I was like, no, you pick what you want to do. But I must admit, though, when she said she was going to be a teacher, I kind of thought, wow, I'm going to invest all this money, and she's going to get a not so well-paying job. I think they get paid pretty well out there in the West Coast, but she sure straightened me out, and she knew better, and I think she made the right choice. Other kids, not so driven, you know, just kind of a waste of my money, and I pulled them out of school because, you know, you want to, you know, take liberal this and artsy that, and you want to go to community college. I can afford those kind of classes, community college. But a 4 or 5 year institution, I just can't afford for you to go to a party school. And
you really got to wonder what parents are thinking, kids are thinking when they. I know what kids are thinking when they go to university. I remember what I was thinking. I was thinking, let me get out of the house and drink. And I didn't want to graduate with a 12-step program. I wanted to graduate with a degree. But you know, there's a lot of temptations that come with university, and it costs so much more. Most communities have a community college that will provide you with an education that is sufficient for that first 2 years, and you will figure out, I swear, you will figure out whether or not you need to be there and spend far less money.
Yeah, sometimes those artsy classes are even mandatory. I was a science major, and I had to take classes called American Diversity and stuff like that. David, thanks for the call. Glad to hear the story about your daughter, and good luck to you. Thanks for calling in. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number here if you want to share your experiences or bring up anything else that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You know, college and the usefulness of various college majors.
What, or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, yeah. Or, I mean, I don't like to frame it so much in terms of berating people for choosing certain college majors or saying they're making a poor choice, but rather, you know, like, it can benefit you to maybe think about it a little bit more. And you don't have to go to college. It's not mandatory. There are other alternatives out there that maybe would make you happier in your life.
Lots of them. There's no doubt about it. And, I mean, you know, it's one of those situations where you have to look at what are you getting? Because as far as I'm concerned, if you do not get if you do not use your degree, if you're not in a field where your degree is one that is valuable, then you know, useful or necessary, then you wasted your money. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, and yes, there's things like...
And your time. I mean, you can go back and ex post facto justify it and say, oh, I learned a lot about this and that. Okay, was it worth 4 years of your time and this much money, or however long it took?
It's also an indication in my book of bad learning habits, because, you know, I mean, yes, when you're sitting in a classroom, that's sort of the normal way that one learns, but today, on the internet, all the information you want to do anything is right there. And so at this point, colleges truly are only selling sheepskins. And if you need a sheepskin to do whatever it is you want to do, I understand you need a sheepskin to do what you need to do. That's the way the world is, and let's go ahead and get that sheepskin. But you can learn anything you truly want to learn from the internet. And that's the end of that story. So what you're saying is that I can only learn in this one environment, and I don't think that's acceptable, really. That wouldn't inspire me as an employer when it came to an employee.
Well, if we're giving out tips when going to college and you're going to be ended up going on the internet, you want a VPN because you know what you're going to do when you go to college, and you're going to want to encrypt what you do when you go to college. You're not going to want to share that around or have it in the wide open internet.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's either talking about watching porn or downloading movies illegally.
Okay. Or even taking some wild pictures or sending some, some messages maybe.
Kids, don't take pictures of that stuff. Whatever it is, don't get in the picture. You hide your face, wear a big hat, whatever it is. I understand it's all fun and games, but that stuff comes back. It's not useful to have those pictures.
It's true, but listen, if you're trashed, believe me, ProXPN is here to protect you. It's here to protect your smartphone, your computer. You pick the device, okay? ProXPN, it offers a VPN service that will encrypt all the data and metadata that you send up before it gets to the ISPs, before it gets to any party that, somebody that could use this perhaps against you in a way. And so you want this, believe me, because your ISPs in particular, they're going to hold some of that info for 5 years. Just imagine that picture that you took could be out there for 5 years to be used against you when you go to get hired somewhere. You want ProXPN. So go to ProXPN.com, get the VPN service, Virtual Private Network. It works across the world, wherever you happen to be. It's really, really handy. It is great for your privacy. It is step one for getting real privacy back in your digital world, which, of course, affects your analog world. And it's for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. And if you use the code FTL50... Okay, use the code FTL50, you'll get 50% off an annual premium account that you go there. It's going to end up costing you less than a cup of coffee a month. Or you can use the code FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off that annual premium account if you pay with Bitcoin. That's BTC stands for Bitcoin. So a lot of options here for you, but it's options that will save your butt from embarrassing moments. Believe me, ProXPN.
All right, let's go back to the phones. You're on Free Talk Live, where you can call us at 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines for you, or on Skype at lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Al, listening in Maine. Hey, Al, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
The colleges in America are places of darkness, as is the entire country. If you were to look at Earth from outer space, you would see that the light has gone out over much of the Earth. And it exists, it depends on what your purpose in life is. If it's monetary, this is the American mentality. You speak in terms of everything as money. Will this bring me enough profit? Will I become richer and materially more wealthy? And in the process, the soul is destroyed. The purpose of man's life is to perfect the soul. Now, what source of education, where will you look for truth that perfects your soul? You think it's...
I would look on the internet.
I would get a backpack and start walking.
Yes. Well, one place to begin is the concept of freedom. We all say that man's life will be enhanced by freedom. Now, we are very free people, are we not?
I think that humans are born with a desire to be free, if that's what you're asking me. Do I think this country is particularly free? I think that there's a lot of improvement that can be made.
Well, compared to other places on Earth in other times in history, we'd be very...
Okay, yep.
But yet there's not satisfaction. We have divorce. We have the highest incarceration rate. So the concept of liberty, is a difficult one to define it. Now, it was a very great book written called America Set Free, and I would recommend it especially to the good doctor who has a doctorate in biochemistry. Because once you read this, it's a rather large book, about 500 pages, but it discusses the real root of America's problems, how it will attain true freedom, and what is the source of education that you need for it. And it
does it talk about eliminating governments?
No.
That's off the mark.
That is the error. That is the error. The idea... First, you have to realize that everything in America is illusion. Everything is backwards from what you might
think. I would agree with that.
Conservatism, if you look even on, you said the good doctor said she'd look on the internet. Well, she goes to the Wikipedia article on conservatism, and it says, word by word, conservatism in America is what is known as liberalism in Europe. That is, the conservatives in America are leftists. Paul Ryan, and that's small government, human rights, individual rights, economic liberalism, to be free with your money and to do as you please. This is the left. This is liberalism that came out of the French Revolution, the disaster which was the French Revolution. Now, since we're talking about, let's talk about something the deepest thing we can.
Who's the author of America Set Free?
It was a philosopher by the name of Kaiserling, Kaiserling. It's the most enlightening book.
But it doesn't talk about, it doesn't say that we need to get rid of government?
No, indeed it does not.
I mean, because how can people be free if other people are ruling over other people? Because that's really all government is.
That's a question, because if I ask people in America, the libertarian movement is not unique in saying that it wants freedom. Everyone would say that, would they not? The Democrats, the Republicans?
Yeah, I think everybody thinks they do. Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the definition, but if I were to ask them, what is freedom? They would have a difficult time. And there's a philosopher named Mortimer.
Libertarians can answer that question. Freedom is the ability to do what you want without harming others. You may not commit force, fraud, and you must sort of adhere to your word.
Yeah, that's one definition. That's the definition among the libertarians.
Yes.
Mortimer Adler, the philosopher, wrote a book about liberty. It's 1,000 pages.
We're going to have to talk about that another time. We're up against the clock. Thank you for calling in and for the book suggestion. I'm probably going to need a little more of a executive summary to.
I think if you need 1,000 pages, you don't know liberty.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our phone number here tonight is 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And you're welcome to call and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. 855-450-3733. We'll talk to you about pretty much anything here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And we do have a phone call on the line, gentlemen. Shall we go to the phones?
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take telephone calls.
Tom is listening in New Hampshire. Hey, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm looking at the news websites there about how Hong Kong is going to be electing a president, or I should say some people in Hong Kong are going to be electing a president, and the bureaucrats in Beijing say, hold it. Before any candidate can run for that office, they have to be approved by the big shots in Beijing. Okay, they're going to go through this approval process, and then they can run and get elected. But we don't want them electing somebody we don't like. And this is a big scandal about how it's anti-democracy. And, of course, gang rape is a democracy where five persons say yes and one person says no and the majority rules. So, you know, democracy.
Well, yeah, the one I've heard is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner, but sure, you could make that analogy too.
But so democracy isn't all that good a thing. But even so, I leave notes on the comments section about it's kind of like in the USA where if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you need a handful of signatures on a paper, but you got to get thousands and thousands more if you're a libertarian. to get on the ballot.
Yeah, it's really tough for third parties in America, and the reason is essentially the duopoly. The two parties have decided, look, we can't agree on too much. But one thing we do agree on is we don't like third parties.
And yeah,
so they get all these rules passed that essentially say, look, if your party hasn't performed to this level in the last 4 years, then you have to get all 20,000, 100,000, 120,000 signatures, and then you can play in the big kid sandbox or whatever. And what it successfully does is gives us far fewer choices.
And the excuse for that, by the way, a few years ago during a presidential primary, I called up Congressman Ron Paul's office. He was one of the Republicans running for president. And I pointed out, you know, this is one of his issues, too, by the way. The excuse for not requiring so many, if they didn't require all these thousands and thousands of signatures, you might come up with 30 candidates on the ballot. And I mentioned that there were 30 Republicans running for president in the New Hampshire primary. And what you do then is you go down there and you get the ballot with 30 names on it, and you pick your favorite one and you vote for that one. And we survived. So, you know, it's not like there's any validity to that excuse that there would be too many candidates if they didn't require all those signatures.
Yep. I don't really see much of a point in voting in general. I mean, you're not really going to make a difference.
It seems on the localist level, I don't mind, but those are the places where you're going to have fewest people running. I'm running right now as a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. And
seriously? Sorry to hear that, Mark.
I do. I did it 2 years ago. I did it again.
You know what? I remember talking to you about it 2 years ago, and you said you felt like it was wasted your day. You had
it was
to
a
go
whole day.
Drive
yeah.
somewhere, be really bored, eat a crappy lunch.
Crappy lunch. I'm packing a lunch this time. And
But this time things are going to be different, Mark?
Well, I think I've learned a few things about how to go about it, right? Like, I arrive at a different time. I don't have to listen to the political big fat liars talk as much.
What are you hoping to accomplish out of this?
Change the party platform for the Republican Party. And
what would that do for your freedom in your life?
It is going to send a message to the people who are in the Republican Party, the representatives and that kind of thing, that the Republican Party is changing here in New Hampshire. That it's not the we hate gays and, you know, we support the military party here in New Hampshire, that it's an entirely different party. And I'd like to point out that the Republican Party in New Hampshire is the one that voted against state police militarization and you know, department militarization of police. And I think that makes our Republican Party significantly different. I think that they're infiltrated and filled with liberty-oriented
folks. Didn't you try to change the platform last time?
Yeah, we're about 27 votes shy.
Okay.
And that was just the platform on marriages between one man and one woman.
Wow.
Let me tell
how would you have felt about that, Tom?
Sounds like a lot of headache. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the anti-liberty people have this flawed line of reasoning that says, well, you elected those people, and that's one category. It's your own fault if you voted for them. And then, well, shame on you if you didn't even bother to vote. Don't bother griping. Okay, that's the second category, but then there's that third category, and they ignore it. But, hey, we have every right to point out, hey, we voted against them. It's not our fault. So we cover all of that, and they ignore that third category because it doesn't suit their purpose. You know, the facts do not support their argument.
I think they're going to ignore you either way.
Yeah. But, at least you have the answer. You did your part. You ran for that office, and did your part. What are we supposed to do, clone ourselves so we can be more numerous on election day than the crazy people? Forget it. You know, we're not doing that.
Well, yeah, thanks for the call, Tom. But, you know, I don't think you have any obligation to spend your precious time. Life is short, you know. Spend it in the ways that make you happy.
Sure.
Not sitting there and doing these political gymnastics, you know, trying to get the platform changed. Mark, I feel sad for you hearing this. Like, you're going to be wasting another weekend. You're going to be stressed out afterwards. It's probably going to raise your blood pressure.
It'll do those things. There's no doubt about it. But you have to consider that I move here for the Free State Project not to find more liberty for me, Because I can do that relatively easy at this point. What I could, however, what I want is I want more liberty as an option for other people. And I don't have the time to do the state rep thing, and I couldn't get elected with my murder charge anyway. So the best I can do is run as a delegate to the state convention and put my little bit of time in there. But, things have changed in New Hampshire. When the Free Staters had their big rush in 2010, they brought down the tax rate by 12%. That's a quantifiable.
The tax rate of zero was brought down by 12%. What are you talking about? The state budget?
The state budget.
The tax, just to be clear, the tax rate, the sales tax and income tax for personal individuals is zero in New Hampshire.
Right.
It can't be brought down much further.
Property taxes, and there's a state portion of the property taxes, were brought down. And I mean, you probably didn't see a big difference because the state portion isn't that large, but you're probably just getting the bill and saying, I hate these people anyway, when you get it. And so, but it's a quantifiable difference. It's less government burden, and I'm willing to spend a little time to see that happen.
That's
my goal.
That sounds nice and everything, but are you seriously saying that you don't want liberty for yourself? Ourselves are the things that we have the most control over. Our own lives are the things that we can influence and make meaningful changes in. And, you can try to sound altruistic and stuff, but I do want liberty for myself.
And
I think I can get it more easily than I can get it for, I can set everyone else free. Maybe people who don't even want to be set free or don't even want my help.
I think one has to define what freedom means for them, precisely what it means.
Yeah. And the political stuff affects my life little. I mean, I'm not going to say zero because it is nice to not pay state income taxes or sales taxes or whatever. And it's nice to live in New Hampshire where there are fewer cops and so forth and out kind of in the woods where you get left alone. But most of the other stuff that has the most influence on my personal freedom are things that have nothing to do with the government. Things that I and only I can control.
Sure.
The people that are my best friends,
yep,
and the people I see the most often, the job that I do,
yep,
where I go to work, what I do for work and where I live, my living.
But those
situation.
Are the things that people are changing for themselves generally anyway. Like the average person says, I have freedom over my job. I have freedom over the people I hang out with. And they understand that. And those are as life goes by, they put aside things like high school and its nonsense and say, hey, you know what? I'm sick and tired of appeasing jerks that are going to be losers in life, and I'm going to instead
if you're sick and tired of appeasing jerks, then don't participate in the political system. I refuse to give it any of my consent. I experimented with politics when I first came here. For a couple of years, I tried to actually go and lobby the state house and give speeches and stuff like that, and it didn't get me anywhere except really frustrated and feeling like I wasted a lot of time. And just after seeing that, I wanted no part in it afterwards, and I'm glad that I decided that because my life is better for it.
The process is slow and arduous, but consider that whatever the alternatives are not particularly useful either. So I don't disagree.
No, I think the alternatives are incredibly useful.
Okay.
Spending your time and money on things that increase your personal freedom,
mm-hmm,
that's totally useful.
That's what people are doing, and the government's growing.
I think, I understand that there's people who feel like, I want to make more freedom, say, for my children into the future and all this stuff. I get a lot of that, but I think that if energies were spent on things that weren't so incremental, if that time was taken to think of something really, never been tried before, never thought of before, because no one's taken the time to think about it because they're too busy doing these other actions that have been tried for hundreds of years, maybe we'd get somewhere really, really fast.
That's just central planning.
What do you think? Where do you fall on the spectrum of concentrating on political versus personal freedom?
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.